Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. On the internet, sheffieldlive.org. The show will also be available later as a podcast and also available on Mixcloud as well. I'm Sir Angley, broadcasting on my own today. James is having a little break. We've all had a busy weekend at Upton Folk Festival, which was a great success. Well done to John and Mo for organising a great festival. We will hear a lot more about it later in the programme. We've got a very, very busy programme today, and a great big interview with Nancy Kerr about her new project, Music Heritage Place, and a little chat with Rosie Buckler Hall about Saul and the English Fiddle Ensemble too. You can contact us via our own Facebook pages. In addition, the show also has its own Facebook page. We'll leave everything open whilst the show is on air. As I said, over the next 2 hours, got lots and lots of great music for you, so keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
That you made and the life that you crave, now it's all going up in tender makes you a bitter ender. One of these days we could wake up and say that our eyes are wide open, brand new and blinking. What if the cure is to give up the allure of the magic of magical thinking? Is worse, and lately that's just what it is. Whatever we're told, everything gets old, nothing changes, it's the same old shit. How many nights are you ready to waste on the loneliest fight and the emptiest chase? For reasons now you can't even remember, as defiance burns down to an ember. For the reckless and the and pretend and bitter end.
Tiffin Carpenter there with the bitter ender from her new album, which comes out on the 6th of June, and it's Mary Chapin's solo album. It'll be the second offering from Mary Chapin this year. I'm really looking forward. I've got mixed feelings about this album coming out so soon because it really shows that her thing with Julie Fowlis and Karine Polwart was a side project. I really hoped that she would give more time to that, but looking forward to the new album all the same, and I'm sure you are, Nikki Campbell. So that's Mary Chapin Carpenter with the bitter end from her new album, which comes out on the 6th of June, and you can pre-order that now. And then we're going to have, as well as everything else we've got on the show this week, we're going to have a little bit of Australian and Canadian music to celebrate the fact that they did the right thing in the election and voted for both countries voted for democracy. So well done Canada and Australia, and let's have a bit of Finest Kind. This is The Times they are a changing.
Come gather round, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you'd better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times, they are a-changing. Come, writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing. Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Come, mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times they are a-changing. The line it is drawn and the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last, for the times they are a-changing.
Thank you.
one of Canada's best singers, Katie Lang, with a song by one of Canada's best songwriters. Katie Lang with the Neil Young song, Help, Helpless. I'm going to broadcast for you a chat I had with Nancy Kerr about her big project coming up, Music Heritage Place, which actually a lot of the music will be, and most of the music from that project will be featured on a Radio 3 programme, which starts this coming Monday, May the 12th. I have to get my dates in order. May the 12th on Radio 3, the Folk Detectorists, and we're going to hear more about Music Heritage Place in a minute. But first, let's hear one of the songs from the show. This is Melrose Quartet with Make the World Anew.
dreams of pride. Bring their day more light.
Sing, let it ring as we dance to enhance all the evening's pleasure. Nay, if we make them and stay in your hearts and your memories forever.
Sing, dance, play, treasuring every day the friends along the way.
That was the Melrose Quartet there with "Make the World Anew" from the album the same name that came out a couple of years ago now. And I'm sat here in Bar 7 at Upton on Folk Festival with Nancy Kerr, and we're going to talk about Nancy's new project, which kind of starts on Radio 3. On Monday, how are you doing, Nancy?
Really good, Sam. Thank you so much for meeting up with me here at Upton. We're having a superb weekend at this lovely early summer festival, aren't we? So, yeah, it's really nice to meet up with you here. Thanks. Thanks for having me on to talk about this project.
So Tell us about this project. What is it?
What it's called is Music Heritage Place. That's the short title for it, and the long title is Music Heritage Place, Unlocking the Musical Collections of England's County Records Offices. And there's a date on it. We're going from 1550 to 1850, and the project is funded by the Arts and Humanities Research Council, so it's an AHRC academic funded project that's been in the works for a long time. Like a lot of these projects, you know, the planning of it goes back and back and back, but it's a partnership between Royal Holloway University London and Newcastle University, where I am, as you know, lecturer on folk and traditional music and researcher. So it's a partnership between those two universities, but it is countrywide. So what we're doing is we are, as it says, unlocking, uncovering music that is somewhat hidden from that time period in our collections in each county in England. So what that means is, well, one of the things it means is that that music has not been categorised, it hasn't been catalogued as music. So part of the project is to find these repertoires, whether they're written manuscripts or printed, you know, printed music, scores, broadsides, all sorts of things, and catalogue them in something called RISM, which is a global catalogue of music. So people will find it easier to find them. My job, however, is not so much the cataloguing, but the uncovering for performance and for engagement. So I am looking at all of these digital scans of these wonderful uncovered manuscripts and turning them into music, along with Melrose Quartet and some other fantastic partners.
So for example, we just heard Make the World Anew, which is a song written by Jess originally.
It is.
So where does that fall into?
Well, I asked Jess to sing that as part of the project. So you'll be seeing the project if you come to any of the following three festivals: Folk by the Oak, Warwick and Shrewsbury, all across July and August. And we're doing a live show based on the music, but we'll be doing some educational work too, some teaching. Anyway, to answer your question, yeah, those are Jess's words. The tune, as Jess will say, is actually very ancient. It's Mr. Isaac's Maggot, which is an old English tune, and I was interested in her singing that as part of it because that practice of fitting new words to old tunes is something we're finding absolutely throughout the manuscripts, and in some ways it sort of shows us sometimes where folk song comes from, people having these germs of new thought but based around an old tune. The tune itself is in several collections, including of course the John Playford's collections, which we're finding all over the place as well. So that's in quite a lot of the holdings. I've also found, delightfully, versions of tunes that we know from Playford from the late sort of 1600s, but we're finding earlier versions of them in other manuscripts. So sometimes you're getting the chance to see not just the big collections you know of, but earlier ones you didn't, you know, secret little sort of earlier examples. One of them is a book called the Henry Atkinson tune. Tune Book, which is up in Northumberland, where I'm from. And the Henry Atkinson Tune Book is from 1694, and in it, it has tunes like, not Mr. Isaac's Maggot, but tunes like Rusty Gully, for example, that me and James and Jess have played for decades upon decades. Yeah. It's got the earliest written example of that. It's got the earliest written example of a song called Bobby Shafto, which everyone knows from the Northeast, yeah. You know, but that's the earliest example. So sometimes we're really reaching back into time, but we're also, just like Jess and myself and Richard and James always do, we're putting a 21st century spin on it. So yeah. How can we make it a connection between the old and new?
And the, and you were saying the other day, because I did an interview with you here, there's all sorts of different types of folk music in this show, isn't
there? Crucially, yeah. Yes, and not even just folk music. There's all sorts of composed music. There are light operas. There are shows. There are things that were made for pleasure gardens. There's a lot of Baroque composition. There's a lot of transcriptions of key compositional works. There's a lot of Haydn. There's a lot of Handel. All of that kind of thing. Purcell crops up across the board. So actually, it's a bit of a genre-busting project, which is nice. For me as a folk musician, it's given me a chance to play some things I wouldn't normally play and work out, you know, what's the meeting point here? At what point really are we talking, okay, these Baroque compositions with named composers attached to them, we can kind of see them become folk or move into people's repertoires and potentially become folk music. So it really asks where the boundaries are sometimes. Sometimes it's really boundaried and we know exactly what something is, and it's because someone was into, you know, particular types of European opera and that's what they wrote down. So yeah, it's interesting.
It's going to be a really interesting show when it gets to the festivals, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope it will do. It's partly because it is Melrose, as I just said, doing some things we don't necessarily normally get known for. Yeah. So one thing would be that compositional thing, and the fact that, I mean, I've asked Rich and Jess again to play some Handel that was already in their repertoire, because that reflects that part of of the manuscripts. But also we're exploring things that I'm new to, like sacred song. So we're doing some psalms, and we're doing them either as they were written or in other times we'll be doing them with, again, new words or new sort of secular words versus the sort of sacred origins. But yeah, really working with religious music in a way I've never done before. And crucially, with the Sheffield connection, we've found lots and lots and lots of village carols from all over country. Lovely. So that's been gorgeous, because people will know us, hopefully, that we love our village carols of Sheffield and Derbyshire, yeah. And we really wanted to cross over and meet up with other sister traditions across the country, which are, of course, like anything, they're the same but different. So we've been investigating Cornish carols, and really just our method, you know, if you like, is we find out about them by singing them, by performing them, and that way you go, oh, this has echoes of the carols I know in Dunworth, but it's different in this way, or wow, we've never heard this one before, but we'll try and sing it the way we would sing ours and see what happens. So it's really, really exciting to do that through music.
So was it an idea you originally had, or did someone did the people that have asked you that funded you to do it ask you to do it?
The original idea, I believe, yeah, was Royal Holloway, Professor Stephen Rose at Royal Holloway. I think he might have set it up as a COVID project for his students, because part of this research, of course, you can do online. You can go into local archive catalogues and see if anything has been named as a musical collection and then investigate it from there. So my feeling is that he set that as a project, and then some pilot other projects came out of it, like, for example, down in Hampshire, working with some music that me and Jess have really connected with, actually, the Richard Pyle collection, which is a selection of tunes, dance tunes, a kind of folk song tunes, and psalms and sacred songs. And that's from 1788 down in Hampshire. And they did a pilot project of that. And you can go and look. You can look at the Richard Pyle tune book collection and see his writing, see the manuscripts online. From that, it grew into this countrywide project, I think. I think that at that point, Stephen you know, thinks there's this, but for every county, and then starts to look for that funding. And the AHRC were really, really generous to fund this whole thing. You know, it couldn't work otherwise because we have so many ripples going out of it, whether it's the research assistants who are cataloguing this, who are actually going into every single piece and having a look at what the repertoire is, how it's written down, what the material bits of it are, like what the books are like, what it's written on, when it comes from, all of that sort of thing. And then us doing this sort of this engagement wing of it, of getting our musical communities to sing and play some of the music. So it's really, really big and really far-reaching. But it started from, I think, from that little germ of what's there and what could we find.
So when you do get to the festival site, you'll be doing some workshops as well.
We will be doing some workshops. Yes, that's a really crucial thing. If anyone's seen Melrose Quartet at any of the bigger festivals over the last few summers, we've been incredibly lucky that our singing workshops, sometimes they attract a massive number of people, and it's been gorgeous being on like main stages and singing and teaching, you know, this enormous kind of flash mob choir. So we're kind of hoping that might happen again. The festivals are supporting us to do that, and to come and teach these materials, you know, because some of them won't have been sung in that form for many hundreds of years. And the crucial thing that we're doing is I'm sourcing music from that county's collections. So if we're at Warwick, we'll be doing something from Warwickshire and surrounding counties. I've got some fantastic stuff, actually, which we'll talk about in a minute, from Hertfordshire and Bedfordshire that connects to materials we already do in Melrose. I found a connected piece to Dominion of the Sword, which we've been singing for, you know, a decade. So we'll be teaching that at Folk by the Oak, and Shrewsbury materials we'll be teaching there. There's some gorgeous things in the Shropshire archives, including a book called The Shropshire Harmony, which is very, very famous. John Kirkpatrick's been in to that to investigate it. But we'll be creating some new group singing for everyone, you know, all ages, all standards, all experiences. It's just a big group singing event based on that material.
Well, I will say to people that we did try and find a Sheffield date, but couldn't at this time.
Yeah.
But we will.
Definitely.
And I think it's very important. We need to find a Sheffield date. Don't we? Yeah, we do definitely.
Yeah. And I mean, the project extends for almost another year. It goes to March 2026. And although we've got those, what would you say, kind of bedded in project outputs like those festivals, we're having other ones as well. We're doing a Bristol Youth Folk Day with Nifty and Jess, with the National Youth Folk Troupe of England, on June the 7th in Bristol. We already did a concert at the Sunderland Fire Station, which is great. So that was our debut of these. So people will be able to hear the materials in all sorts of places, but absolutely we will come to Sheffield. Mm. And as you mentioned, starting Monday the 12th, people will be able to hear these on national radio.
Yeah, so tell us about... Let's go on to that.
Yeah.
Tell us about what's happening on Monday. My brain is trying to remember that we are broadcasting on Friday.
Exactly.
But it is now Monday.
So yes.
As we talk, it's a week today.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Well done. I couldn't work it out either. But you're right. Yeah. So Monday the 12th.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was it's so lucky. It's all about, you know, your connections and work you've done and connections you've made. When I first started to work on this project, I just sort of mentioned on social media, I sort of announced it was happening and said, keep your eye out. And I was very, very lucky that Natalie Steed and Matthew Bannister got in touch with me straight away. Now, you will know those. Many people will know those from Folk on Foot, which is a fantastic podcast series investigating, a huge range of artists, isn't it? Absolutely brilliant. And particularly their relationship with landscape and nature as well, but all sorts of things. But Folk on Foot is brilliant. Natalie got in touch and said, I think this project has, you know, a potential life for broadcast. And through her, we managed to get a 5-programme series on Radio 3. So we will be the essay, which people will be familiar with. They're just short programmes, but each one of the 5 investigates a different county in England.
Yeah.
And going right from the north to the south, in fact, going all the way down to Cornwall, and looking at our findings in those archives, what kind of music we found, who around there is involved as well. So I think it's really important when you're working with this kind of history that you acknowledge that communities have already worked to preserve that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't just come in as a musician or a researcher from elsewhere and go, right, I'll tell you about your collections. It's much more about going, tell me about these collections. You know them. They're on your doorstep. So what you end up with is multiple voices, multiple experiences talking about what the archives mean to them, what the materials are, what they connect with locally. And then musically, what we did was we created new arrangements of every piece from all of those five counties. So there'll be music that people have never heard Melrose play before. Yeah. Like I said, there's carols, psalms, dance tunes, there's some Purcell, there's all sorts of things in there. So as well as the interviews and the kind of that communication of what the archives are like as well, what it's actually like to go in there and investigate them, you'll also hear this brand new music based on those materials. And that's been brilliant because they eventually will prove to be kind of the heart of our performances when we play them live. So it's been lovely to create those.
Yeah.
Some of the pieces are quite long. We take you on a musical journey through, you know, seven or eight pieces in one. So some of them are quite quite journey-like and quite sprawling.
Yeah.
And then some of them are standalone, you know, a carol or a psalm or a little piece of dance music. So, yeah, hopefully people will really enjoy those five programmes.
That's really great. So, onto the track that we're going to finish with.
Yeah.
You said that you'd found a companion piece that goes with Dominion of the Sword, which is fascinating.
Yeah.
Because Dominion of the Sword is a poem, isn't it?
It is a poem. It's an adapted poem by the wonderful Martin Carthy.
Indeed.
As you say, Sam, now I've forgotten the exact date, but I believe it's 1660s thereabout that he sources it to. So Martin Carthy finds a poem in a publication called The Loyal Garland, which is a very famous publication of satirical, political poems and broadsides of its time. I believe it's also in a book called Pills to Purge Melancholy. I'm pretty sure a version of it might be in there. Anyway, it's called originally Love Lies a Bleeding or Law Lies a Bleeding, and that's the tune that originally it would have been sung to. And you'll know that that line turns up in the first Lay by Your Pleading.
Does indeed.
Law Lies a Bleeding. Anyway, I had no idea I would find anything connected to that in these archives, and yet we did in the Bedfordshire archives. We have, which is really great, because that Bedfordshire, Hertfordshire kind of centres around Folk by the Oak, so this is a nice connection to that area in Hatfield. But we found Law Lies a Bleeding, and we found a full satirical poem that is obviously a version of the same kind of writing that that person who wrote Dominion of the Sword, or the origin of Dominion of the Sword, was doing. So clearly that tune had been used repeatedly to make commentary on the political times of the 1660s. So that was magic when I found that. I absolutely jumped out of my seat for a moment because I, you know, to see something that you have a really deep relationship. We love Martin's adaptation of that piece. It's become a central piece of repertoire for Melrose. We do it for dances, people dance to it. We really are in love with that piece. So to find out more about its origins and this sister piece really just connected us. And it was at that moment that I thought, yes, this was definitely the right project to do with Melrose, because we can, you know, make that sound and we can make those connections between those pieces that we know and the other little cousins of them that are lurking in the archives.
Well, absolutely great. Well, let's hear Dominion now, and just remind us one where Just remind us what the radio program's going to be called.
Thank you, Sam.
Three.
Thanks for reminding me. Yes, it's called the Song Detectorists, because the idea is that we have these little clues and scraps that we find, and we have to piece them all together to make the stories whole, you know, and to work out who these people were who made music, who wrote them down, why, how they sang and played them. So yeah, the Song Detectorists starts on Monday night, the 12th, on the SA on BBC Radio 3.
Fantastic. And you have three festivals that you're doing.
We do. We have Folk by the Oak, 20th of July, Warwick Folk Festival the following weekend, and then Shrewsbury Folk Festival it's Bank Holiday weekend.
Whatever days those are.
I know, exactly. I will say we're actually going to do four, so people should definitely look out for the kind of finale show of that as well, which we may well do in London or something that we can kind of sing the project out with in 2026, but those are the 25 dates. So yeah, thanks Sam, and do listen out for the Song Detectorists.
Fantastic. Well, let's hear Dominion of the Sword, and thanks a lot, Nancy. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Sam. Thank you so much.
Laid by your bleeding law lies a bleeding. Burn all your studies down and throw away your reading. Small power the word has and can afford us. Not half as much privilege as the sword does. Plaster disaster, this will make a servant quickly greater than the master. Ventures, enters, seeks and it centers. Ever the upper hand, never the dissenter. Kruger Rander, whither do you wander? Gone to the suborning of Hastings' bander. Kruger Rander, tear you all asunder by Aratilla, Wanda, Gaborone to Nyanga. Small things, it sets up all things. This will master money, though money masters all things. It is not season to talk of reason. Never call it loyal when the sword says treason. The furrier, this will get the measure of an econ warrior. Incognito, come and sink a rainbow. Presidents will never know. Crush your bloody cocoa. Build a drone, fly it, governments will buy it. Devils in the deserts and give us a chance to try it. Don't need their hiding, propaganda strident. Blow them up remotely with a hellfire or a trident. Deceiver, turn, come to fever. See the pilgrim, flay the unbeliever. It'll make a layman preach and to prayman. It'll make a lord of him that was but a dreamer. Drunk
'Cause the crown too grave and the gown too set you up a province, but it'll pull it down to no gospel can guide it, no law decided in church or state till the sword sanctified it. Take books a ransom, who can invent them when at the sword said there'll be no argumentum? Blood that is spilt, sir, has gained all the guilt, sir. Thus have you seen me run my sword up to the hilt, sir.
Melrose Quartet there with Dominion of the Sword. And before that, you heard me talking to Nancy Kerr about Melrose's new project, Music Heritage Place, which you can see at various places this summer, Folk by the Oak, Warwick and Shrewsbury Festivals. And also a reminder that the radio programme that features the music from that project, Music Heritage Place, will start on Radio 3 as part of the essay on Radio 3, and it's the Song Detectorists, starting on Monday, May the 12th. That Melrose Quartet there. Thank you to Nancy for having a chat with us. I did say that I would play some Canadian and Australian music today, and let's have something from James's sister, actually, Kate Fagan, and this is probably my favourite song of Kate's. This is "Roll You Sweet Rain."
At times it's been hard, and times it's been easy walking the road that leads from your door. Morning was bright, but grey clouds came early. We never said goodbye before. All the wild horses and all the wide blue skies, all the places we saw in our sleep. No looking back now, we have to keep travelling the road that is under our feet. Sweet rain coming down from the mountains, down to the rivers and seas. Sweet rain rolling down from the mountains, roll your sweet rain, roll right over me. Roll your sweet rain. Tomorrow's desires, always the sound of 100 hearts beating to keep me through forests and fights. Sweet rain coming down from the mountains, down to the rivers and seas. Sweet rain. Roll right over me. Roll your sweet rain. Roll right over me. Sometimes I'm weary from traveling alone, but there ain't no home but the one that goes with you, strong as a great wall of stone. Sweet rain coming down from the mountains, down to the rivers and seas. Sweet rain roll down from the mountain, roll your sweet rain, roll right over me. Roll your sweet rain, roll right over me. Sweet rain coming down from the mountains, down to the rivers and seas. Sweet rain rolling down from the mountain, roll your sweet rain, roll right over me. Roll your sweet rain, roll right over me.
Thank you.
That was the Australian band Trouble in the Kitchen there with some tunes and fantastic. Trouble in the Kitchen there. And now we're going to go out in this first half with the wonderful band Rant, who are on at Firth Hall this evening. And I'm really looking forward to that. Might pop down there myself. Great band they are. Let's have some tunes from Rant, and we'll see you in the second half.
Thank you.